En estas elecciones haz que tu voz cuente. Lleva a tus familiares y amigos a las urnas para que también voten. Tu voto cuenta. No permitas que otros decidan por ti. Las urnas permanecerán abiertas hasta las 8 de la noche. Por favor, no olvides llevar tu identificación a las urnas, porque tu voto cuenta, porque tu voto es tu voz. Vota.
I accept your nomination.
I am Joe Shikachi, Speaker of the Rhode Island House. We are the smallest state, but we have the biggest ideas. Home to the nation's first wind farm and historic act on climate, we continue leading the way on sustainability and housing. The deep blue ocean state is proud to cast one vote present and 34 ballots for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris! Yeah!
Secretary and Pat, election season is upon us. And, you know, we'll be talking to a number of political candidates tonight. Welcome your thoughts on things that are in that are priority for Secretary of State's office this election season. Pat, your thoughts and curiosities as well, things that you're concerned about, the things you want to make sure that viewers and listeners are,
sure,
aware of.
Sure. So we're preparing for a primary, September 10th, and I think voters have a tendency to forget the primaries, and in so many cases the primary ends up being the election. And so there are a number of competitive primaries, and that's September 10th. And voters should know that the voter registration deadline has passed for the primary. So it's too late to register, but it's not too late to apply for your mail ballot, and you can do that up till August 20th. And you can vote early in person from August 21st until September 9th. When you go in person, you have to have a Rhode Island voter ID with a photograph. But you can apply for your mail ballot online at vote.ri.gov. We encourage that, but we also want to let voters know that if they're going to use the mail, they should get that mail ballot in 7 days prior to the primary. But the other option is to bring it to a drop box, which are located in every city and town. So we want people to be prepared. They want a plan for their primary voting. And if they have any questions, they can always contact our office at vote.ri.gov. And we will answer any questions or concerns they might have. And I know there are some concerns around mail ballots, but our office has a fantastic process where you can track your mail ballot. So you sign up for tracking, you'll get text, you'll get emails, and you can follow that ballot all along the way. And then the general election is to follow, and it's not too late to register for the general election. You can register by October 6th. And that's a little different in the presidential cycle because there is same-day voter registration for just the president and vice president on a ballot. So people who are just getting engaged can actually vote for president, vice president, without having been registered.
Okay.
So, and by the way, to your office's eternal credit, in terms of voter registration, your staff was out on Candace Street on a hot summer street fair successfully registering Rhode Islanders and asking a lot of tricky but important questions. So there's I think, a great deal of confidence emerging in the system in Rhode Island right now. My biggest concern, of course, is participation. You know, you only need to look back a few months ago when the Democratic Party, if you will, elected their representative to the Democratic National Convention. Rhode Island was nationally prominent because there was the uncommitted movement and actually elected a delegate, June Rose, to the Democratic National Convention as an uncommitted delegate. And that was because of a concerted effort by a group of people who wanted to make a political point and encourage widespread participation. Rhode Island was one of the top voting sites in the nation for the uncommitted movement. So primaries, special elections, presidential elections, your vote matters, and it matters more so in a divided nation than ever before.
Yeah, great point, and I appreciate the, you know, the nod that you gave to the Secretary of State and his team for engaging engaging the community where they are to make sure that they're educated, informed, and know how to participate and the importance of participation. You want to talk a little bit more about partnerships
and
activities?
Yeah, our team has used a lot of sunblock over the course of the last few months. They are everywhere. We were in North Kingstown today at a veterans event. Mm-hmm. But to your point, Larry, we are making sure that we're going to the community. And we have created some good relationships with community organizations who give us the heads up. You know, if we set up and ask you to come to us, it doesn't work that way. We want you to tell us where we need to be, and we've done that. And, you know, we don't have a major voter registration issue. We do a pretty good job of registering voters. We have a participation issue, and we want to make sure that the communities that are not participating equivalent to what their registration levels are getting out. And you know, I get why people get discouraged, but this is our voice. Yep. Right? This is our voice. Protests are great. Petitions are great. But the way you can make your voice heard is with the vote. And we have to take advantage of that. When Representative Amo was elected in the special election, only 20% of registered voters in Rhode Island in Congressional District 1 voted in that race. And that's not good enough. You know, the great John Lewis said that democracy is an act, not a state. And we should take that seriously. This is incredibly important. It does not matter who you vote for. It doesn't matter what your political point of view is. It matters that you take this responsibility seriously. Yeah. And we're here to help you. And so are the local canvassing authorities. So is the Board of Elections.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Pat?
I'm going to do a little shameless self-promotion here. We've got legislation pending this past year, and it'll be reintroduced in the House and Senate again this year with 7766. And you talk about participation. This is a grassroots effort to reform party, if you will, formation legislation. Currently, Rhode Island's one of the tougher states in the nation to create a political party. And I think we all understand, if you're involved in the political process, that political parties are a great next step for grassroots political organizations. This legislation would take it from a 5% of either the presidential race or the gubernatorial race and allow 2% of any statewide office, including our federal delegation. I want to thank Secretary Morey for his staff effort in helping us with the technical language, and they were kind enough to actually formally endorse it in its first shot at hearing this year. So there are multiple processes, he could probably elaborate on a number of them, multiple processes taking place to make this a system that encourages political grassroots organizations to really take hold and have a future, understanding that they're not going to run into any of the roadblocks that exists in other states.
Yeah.
And the conversation around easier accessibility reminds me of two important facts. If you're 17 years old and you will be 18 by the general election, you can vote in the primary as a 17-year-old. That bill was passed a year ago, and that opens the door for young voters who want to be involved in the entirety of the process. And we're in line with 22 other states that do that.
Okay.
But we also supported a bill that became law that allows unaffiliated voters to remain unaffiliated once they vote in either the Democratic or Republican primary. So we think that'll encourage more voters as well. And we know that what Pat worked on and the bill that we supported on his organization's behalf opens up access. And we want to support access to the ballot and access for candidates and voters equally.
Yeah, I appreciate those insights. And
yeah, just sort of in closing, voter registration, voter participation, it's not a Republican issue, it's not a Democratic issue, it's not a Libertarian issue, it's not a Green Party issue, it's not working families, it's not Democratic Socialists. It's a citizen's issue. Mm-hmm. It's a resident taking hold of their future. I will argue that this administration has done a lot to further civics knowledge, because if you don't understand your civil liberties, your civil rights, how can you fight for them?
Right. And voter participation, it's the foundation of our democracy, and I appreciate the work that both of you have been doing through your various offices, activities, to increase the turnout at the polls. It's a priority for United Way as well. We have a website that taps into resources such as vote.ri.org, but also provides toolkits and key information about key dates so that not just state and local government, but also community-based organizations, faith groups, affinity groups can help to get out the word to that we do need to register new voters as they're eligible, but we also need people who are registered, as you said, Secretary, to turn out and actually use their vote, because their vote is their voice and their voice is their power.
And Rhode Island is fortunate in that voter accessibility is there for you. You can vote by mail, no excuse. You can vote in person, early, at town or city hall in most cases. Mm-hmm. No lines. And then election day voting is less stressful because of the early voting and the vote by mail, which we like to call vote at home, because you're in the comfort of your home looking at the ballot. Maybe the ballot questions can be a little confusing or technical, and you work on that in the quiet of your own home with a laptop to do some research, and you fill that ballot in, no one around. We have ballot accessibility, unlike many states in the country that limit the ability to vote.
Yeah. Well, Secretary Moore, Pat, it's been great to kick off tonight's festivities with you, and thank you for your work. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Larry.
LPR, porque tu voz es tu voto. No hay pretexto. Si quieres un cambio, tienes que votar. LPR te recuerda a votar en estas elecciones primarias de Rhode Island. Haz que tu voz cuente. Acude hoy a las urnas y vota.